Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We have been studying this week the subject of faith. Today I want to talk to you about how to walk by faith, or the spiritual attributes of faith-walking people. We are told in Galatians 3:11 that the just shall live by faith, and that's a quote from actually the Old Testament. But God has called us to be people who walk by faith in this world and not by sight. That's from 2 Corinthians 5:7. We live in the middle of a generation that does everything by what it is able to assess with its five senses. What it sees and hears, tastes and touch and smells, those are the things that influence this generation and this generation's decision making and how this generation goes about its lifestyle. And yet God's called us to a very unique lifestyle as people who love and serve God and believe God. We are called to walk by faith and not by sight. And in the Amplified Bible, that scripture reads, "We regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by our conviction or belief respecting man's relationship to God and divine things with trust and holy fervor. Thus we walk not by sight or appearance." Smith Wigglesworth said it best when he said, "I am not moved by what I see. I am only moved by what I believe." And this is the life that is lived in an unshakable confidence in God's word and his character, and is moved to action by its beliefs and not by its circumstances. We see throughout Bible history people who were people of God and able to walk by faith and not by sight, and people who are moved by the word of God and not by what the circumstances look like. That's what we saw in Abraham's life. We saw that in Moses' life. We saw it in Joshua and in Joseph and in David. They are what I would seriously call faith-filled examples for us of how to walk by the word of God and not by what our natural minds would dictate to us. When Joshua walked around the city of Jericho because God told him, this is the military strategy, walk around the walled city and don't say a word, just play the ram's horn and walk around one time each day for 6 days, and then on the seventh day walk seven times and let out a shout, that's hardly what a military strategist would choose for a way to conquer a city. And yet, because Joshua could hear the word of the Lord, believed God with all of his heart, and was willing to take the faith steps that would be required to get the entire nation of Israel to march around a city, a walled city like that, he received by faith the victory. God wants you to receive your victories in life by faith. So what are the spiritual attributes of faith-walking people? The first one that I'll bring to your attention is found in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And it is the fact that a person who walks by faith has had their self-will crucified with Christ. In Galatians 2:20, we read, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." The person who can truly walk by faith, this scripture tells us, is one who has allowed his own will, your own self-will, to be crucified with Christ. In other words, you've allowed your will to become subordinate to God's will in every area of life. And so that now you live your life by faith in the Son of God. That is a true attribute of someone who walks by faith. And we can tell that King David learned the importance of this principle because in Psalm 40, verse 8, he wrote, "I delight to do thy will, O God." And Jesus showed us this same pattern in Luke 22:42 in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." So self-will has to be crucified with Christ. You have to subordinate your will to God's will every day of your life if you're going to be able to walk by faith. And then the second point that I'll make, that people who walk by faith are hearers and doers of the Word of God. James 1:22 tells us that we need to be both hearers, not hearers only, but doers of the Word of God. And we know that hearing the Word of God will increase your faith. We're told that in Romans 10:17. It'll both give you faith or impart faith to you, and it'll increase your faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But doing the Word will help you keep a clear conscience before the Lord, and it'll keep deception at bay. And this is very important if you're going to walk by faith. Examples from the Word that are frequently overlooked and hinder people's faith. There are certain commands in the Word of God that I often observe Christians overlooking or just being unaware of or leaving undone in their lives. And this will hinder your faith. Joshua 1:8 talks about how God told Joshua not to allow the Word of God to depart from his mouth, but instead to meditate on the Word day and night, and be careful to do everything written in the Word, and then he would have good success. Do you want to have good success in life? Do you want to walk by faith successfully and see the fruit of it in your life? You have to be somebody who will take that Word very seriously. And I see that many Christians overlook this Word, very clear Word in Joshua 1:8 about meditating on the Word of God day and night. If you get up in the morning and can read the Word and think about it, turn it over and over in your mind, that's what meditating is, and even write down scriptures on little 3x5 cards, carry them in your briefcase or your purse or your pocket, and then as the day you go through your day, pull out that one scripture verse and meditate on it and say it over and over, because God says by doing that very thing, you will be careful to do what God has said, and then by doing and hearing and meditating on his Word, you'll have good success in life. That's something every Christian needs, but that's one that's often overlooked. Another one is that Philippians 4:8 gives us very specific instructions on what to do with our thought life. It says, whatever's true and pure and praiseworthy, think on these things. Are you thinking about things that are pure? Are you looking at television that's impure? Then you're allowing your thought life to go contrary to what Philippians 4:8 instructs us. And see, when we are not doers of the Word, we will hinder our own faith walk. And the other scripture I'll just mention to you that I often see overlooked or ignored by Christians is 2 Corinthians 6:14 that very clearly instructs, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Don't date an unbeliever. Don't marry an unbeliever. And don't become a business partner with an unbeliever. Even if you can explain it away with very good logic, it will not be good enough to say that you don't have to observe what the Word of God says. It only brings trouble. Anytime you disobey God's Word, I don't care if you have the best logical excuse for doing it, you bring trouble into your life, and it definitely will prevent you from being able to trust God. So faith walkers do the Word of God as well as hear the Word of God. Faith walkers spend time communing with God. We see examples of this in Moses. He would spend time with God so much so that his face would glow, and he would come down off the mountain from spending time with God. They want him to put a sheet over his head to block out all the glow off his face because of his time in the presence of God. You have to spend time communing with God if you're going to be able to walk by faith in this life. Faith walkers are led by the Spirit and not by the flesh, according to Romans 8:5-10. And people who are led by the Spirit have learned to be instantaneously obedient to the promptings of God instead of questioning and analyzing with their fleshly minds everything God tells them. Such people take God at his word and consider it as good as done when he speaks. Faith walkers also know how to wait on God for an answer. In Exodus 14:13, Moses and the children of Israel were being chased by the Egyptians, and they were standing, staring at the Red Sea. And the Israelites were, you could say, freaking out. But Moses told them, "Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Then these Egyptians that you see today, you will never see again." He knew, believed God, even though it looked impossible. And so then God gave him instructions to put his rod out over the sea, and the sea parted. And you know the story. They went through, and the Egyptians were drowned behind them. Faith walkers know how to wait on God for the answer, even when the circumstances look bleak. The last two things I'll mention is that faith walkers are very careful to talk according to the word of God, or you could say they speak faith rather than unbelief. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13, we are told by the apostle, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he said, "We believe, therefore we speak." And he was quoting King David from the Psalms. He said, "We believe God, and so that's how we talk." And that's what you need to do if you're going to be able to be successful in walking by faith. And the last thing I'll mention is that people who walk by faith know how to take faith steps. Faith actions reflect an expectation that God's word will come to pass. There's no plan B. Plan B means in case God's word doesn't come to pass. If you're really trusting God, you'll have no plan B, and you will take faith steps that show you are expecting God's word to come to pass. That's all the time we have for today. I want to encourage you, be somebody that walks by faith and not by sight. God wants to bless you and to lead you into a life of victory, and you do that by walking by faith. God bless you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.